Today on Go Nomad, we visit Grand Manan, the queen of the Bay of Fundy. Off the coast of New Brunswick, Canada, Grand Manan Island is a rustic and untrammeled fisherman's haven. Any trip to Grand Manan, about 20 miles off the coast, begins at Black's Harbor. This small coastal village is the launching pad for the two large ferries that travel the route daily, bringing everything the islanders need, and there's no scheduled air service. It's either your own boat or this ferry for anyone who wants to visit. During our visit, the ferry departed in a fog, and the 90-minute trip to Grand Manan was relaxed and pleasant. It was a perfect opportunity to catch up on email using the ship's Wi-Fi and enjoy more seafood, this time chowder and grilled cheese from the ferry galley. With our car secured in the hold, the ferry holds 65 cars and 300 people, we disembarked in the small village at North Head and headed north. We learned that there was a great hike waiting for us at the Swallowtail Lighthouse. Indeed, that was an understatement. While we scrambled on the rocks toward the lighthouse in a stiff wind, all around us was the undulating Bay of Fundy. A ferry approached in the distance, and we looked down from the high cliffs on a herring weir, circular traps set up to catch the small fish. The white lighthouse with red trim had been painted recently by island volunteers who are proud of this light and their untouched pristine island. So they all chip in and help keep the light looking sharp. Our accommodations on Grand Manan had a literary theme. The Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Willa Cather spent many summers here at the same lodge, the Inn at Whale Cove, beginning in 1922 with her special friend. Cather's home here had neither indoor plumbing nor electricity, but today the inn has both, plus high-speed internet and a cozy restaurant. You can even stay in Willa Cather's former cabin at the inn at Whale Cove today. It has two bedrooms, two fireplaces, and its own kitchen. The ocean views are remarkable from the chairs on the lawn. Cather loved the remoteness of Grand Manan, where she could live her life with Edith Lewis as she wanted to. Here, no prejudice or discrimination was found. It was clear that this far out from the mainland, even in 1922, prejudice was left on the shore, and people here are free to be who they are. Many others, from John James Audubon to Winslow Homer, have also fallen in love with this island during their lifetimes. With entrees like halibut niçoise and crab cakes with chili lime aioli, the small dining room at the Inn at Whale Cove feels like having dinner with friends. Just outside, the colorful Adirondack chairs face the sea and are a great place for before-dinner drink or morning coffee. What is it about Grand Manan? When you bring this name up in New Brunswick, you get a quiet smile from a local. This place is well-known and, well, beloved to the folks who live up here. Part of its charm is its remoteness. That long ferry ride shuts the door on day trippers, so most of the people here are locals. The people you see are fishermen and workers. There are no hordes of tourists. It seems like nothing in Grand Manan is crowded with tourists, despite the proximity to the ocean. Imagine this on Cape Cod. It would be mobbed. Grand Manan feels authentic. A fisherman's island, and today 90% of the people here still work in fishing. You see that when you drive the only main road, Route 776, that winds its way up and down the eastern side of the island. After Seal Cove, the road just ends at the cliffs. There's no way to get to a large part of the island. It remains wild and people-free. Kevin Sampson, the owner of Compass Rose Inn, runs a kayaking tour business on the island, and today he said that Grand Manan is one of the richest islands in Canada. The lobster business has proven to be a sustainable and well-run business, and the profits are a big part of what keeps the island going. But Sampson said this year, there's far fewer lobsters. Still, they sent plane loads of them to China from the island. Later, we visited a fish market up island. The owner said fishermen still get lobsters year-round, but they have to go further out into the gray zone. One activity not to be missed is an afternoon-long kayak trip from the beach near the ferry terminal around North Head and just past the famous Hole in the Wall. As we paddle out of the harbor, we learned about the many herring weirs that are set up along the coast. The herring harvest is important, as well as two other different kinds of seafood found here. Grand Manan is the dulse capital of the world and ships a lot of nori seaweed to Japan. You can also hike a trail just past the Swallowtail Light that has a camping area. A steep and narrow trail through the woods takes you to the point just above the Hole in the Wall. Highly recommended at sunset. The circular traps called weirs attract herring to enter and are still used to catch sardines, which are young herring, and larger fish. The island also has many salmon farms on some of the outlying islands. As we paddle our kayaks near the Hole in the Wall, one member of our group turned around quickly to look at some seals and capsized. With the chilly water in the Bay of Fundy averaging 56 degrees Fahrenheit, it was a chilly dip. Thankfully, he quickly got himself back into the boat with help from the guides and didn't have any hypothermia. On the morning of our departure, we decided we needed to see more of the island, so we changed to a later ferry and set off down Route 776, the main road towards Seal Cove. This part of the island has a National Historic Site of Canada, and it still looks just like it did during the island's herring heyday, when millions of boxes of the smoked fish were sent all over the world by local fishermen. Along the way, we found a pretty arc of a beach where a couple of moms and a gaggle of kids enjoyed the cold water and ran along the beach. The old fish smoking barns you can explore here at Seal Cove bring you back hundreds of years. Grand Manan is a remarkable place, mostly because it's so hard to find somewhere that remains untouched by commercialism and tourist hordes. With its remote location and ferry-only access, it's likely to stay that way for many years to come. But see Grand Manan, just in case.